Americans acknowledge that they're not only relying on hospital sources and morgue reports, but also, even more than some of the others, on activist testimony on social media and on unidentified intelligence sources we aren't privy to, as well as there's more discussion of a reliance on mathematical models. And in part, so far as we can tell, some of the numbers that are coming out are based on numbers of rockets fired, wind patterns, dispersal patterns, and other sets of expectations. The French, as I understand it, are relying on casualty counts, and they're only counting people where they can identify a first and last name. That said, they have also intimated that their mathematical models do suggest that casualty numbers might be as high as about 1,500, more or less consistent with the U.S. claim. The British have been rather tight-lipped, but so far as I can tell, the British are essentially arguing as well that they're only using numbers of people that they can actually identify as casualties.